department, colleagues and the guests. Our chairperson today, Mr. Lulu Johnson, is not feeling well. Therefore, according to the rules of the MA, rule number 130, acting chairperson, if the chairperson is not present, therefore the committee must elect one of its members as an acting chairperson of that team. So therefore, members, can I, by show of hands, can any have any nomination?
Thank you. May I propose the name of Honorable Chwala?
Honorable Chwala has been nominated. Seconder?
I'll
thank you, members. Therefore, Mama Chwala can come take a seat, please.
Good morning, I'm Lee Titimani, the Chief Executive of Mixafas.
Good morning, I'm Shadrack, the Police CEO of Agriculture Research Council.
Good morning, my name is Burton Joseph. I'm Chief Director of Special Projects of Mixafas.
Good morning, I'm Zibusi Sodlamini, I'm Chief Director for Security.
Good morning, my name is Zuzu Sehole. I'm the Acting Deputy Director General for Corporate Services.
Has everybody introduced himself or herself?
Thank you. Now, let's now deal with apologies. Are there any apologies? Here I've got Ndate Gail's apology, Honorable Gail's apology. The chairperson is not well. So he sent an apology. So in the absence of other apologies, nothing?
I think she is, no, that's one of the Honorable von Dahlen has been an apology for the whole week.
Okay, noted. So this morning, we are going to listen to the presentation. We are going to listen, we are going to be briefed by the department on the strategy or a model that on how are they going to deal with the Nweha funds, as we all know the problem at Nweha. So we would also at the same time like to hear what is the progress report on the disciplinary action that was supposed to be taken on the officials that were implicated in the forensic report. officials that are still within the department and those that were former employed by the Department of Agriculture and other departments. Secondly, in our agenda, we are going to deal with the outstanding matters that have been raised by the committee. So with me here, I've got some copies that the department forwarded. Does any other person have these reports sent by the department? One is on mechanization. The other one is on comprehensive report defining, or is it a lot of questions? You do? Okay. And thirdly, we will be dealing with the adoption of the minutes, of which we should maintain the forum after everything else. Thank you. We shall then hand over to the department. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We have a summary presentation on the progress from the last meeting between the committee and the department on Nweha. We want to make an admission that we have taken seriously note of what the committee has advised in terms of ensuring that we find a way of holding up Nweha over time, and we have started processes around that. And basically there are three issues. The one is having to deal with the staff or the employees that are there. Secondly, deal with the disciplinary cases that have been identified. And thirdly, deal with the land and the assets. First, in terms of the employee, it's a process that we are engaging the public service department, because the employees at Nweha are not necessarily public servants, and we are consulting with them on finding the best way of whether it is possible and how best we can do that, bring them into the department. It's a process that we expect may take us a bit of time. We need to consult with the department as well as the representatives of those workers. In terms of the officials that were implicated in the forensic report, we have initiated the process. Firstly, that we have to appoint a person who is the department to do the investigation, particularly that the report that we have will not necessarily by itself be used in the disciplinary process. We're using that as a base, and we have appointed a person who will represent the department. He has to formalize that, and the process will start. Firstly, of those who have been listed there, but also do also an investigation of those who are implied, who are not necessarily included in the forensic report. And that process has started, and I believe we will, in August when you resume, we will continue to deal with the progress we've made on that. Thirdly, on the area of the assets and the land. Now, the land is the land we need to engage particularly two main departments, Public Works and the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, and that process has started also, but also to engage the various stakeholders that are affected, both the farmers and other stakeholders. That's basically where we are at the moment. We reckon that this process may, because it involves other institutions outside ourselves, except for the disciplinary area. The disciplinary processes are within the department that we would determine the progress and be able to finalize them in the next few months. The other processes, we are also, because we're engaging other departments, we will also, to a great extent, rely on their cooperation in finalizing the issues around UNEHA. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any additions?
Why can't this be seen as a separate issue?
Chairperson, in the next bullet point, the department will ensure that staff within NEGA will be placed. How many staff members are there? What are they actually doing currently? Are they just getting paid every month, or what are they doing, and how many are they? Then the next bullet point on the next slide, Chairperson, disciplinary action against implicated officials. Why has no disciplinary action been taken until now? And if any disciplinary action has been taken, what has happened? Then the next last bullet point on this page, Chair. The leaders will be engaged on the modalities to take process forward amicably. What does this mean? Will you just sit for the next 5 years and discuss and I have no clue what this sentence means. And then Chair, on way forward, meanwhile the maintenance of all assets, including farmland, will be ensured as prescribed by the PFMA. I really just hope that it's not going to be maintained in the way it's been maintained up till now. Because nothing was maintained up till now. So what does this sentence mean? You will just go on like we've been going on for the last 10 years. Change, and so I can go on in each of these bullet points. It says nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable. Then, Honorable Abraham.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't know whether I must laugh or whether I must cry. I don't know. You know what worries me here? Seated before me are the top echelons of a Department of State. And Chairperson, if you crystallize this, you can put all this in one little page, everything that's said here. And what is said here is nothing. Now you see, Chairperson, I always get criticized. My problem is that I'm not compromised. I owe nobody anything. I'm here to see that every cent of the taxpayer's money is spent appropriately. And for that purpose, the constitution of the country creates a parliament. And the job of that parliament is to see that it approves the budgets of departments and to hold oversight over the work of the department as well as that of the executive. Now I want to repeat what I've always said. If you want to pursue righteousness, you unfortunately have to cross many hurdles. And one of our biggest problems in this committee, Chairperson, has been that there's been a tendency that we have tried to be protective of the officials of the department. And that is why you get a 2-3 page document here which can, as I say, be crystallized into one page, one foolscap page, which says nothing. Now let's break down what we are being told here, Jay. You see, I want to tell the acting DG. Unfortunately, the standards that have been set for this department since 2009 leave very much to be desired. And you are now the seventh Director General, albeit five of them have been acting. And I don't want to blame you. Unfortunately, you are the recipient of a poison chalice. And you have to come here and endure harsh criticism, not as a result of your making. something that you've inherited. But just remember, in this game, when you take the trappings, you have to draw the coach. Our chairperson, Duff has noted the portfolio committee resolution on the Ngeha farms. Now, if you've noted it, what have you done about it? The next one is, Ngeha entity issue cannot be treated in isolation from the other surrounding state land. The very least I expected to be told here, chairperson, is exactly what are the other issues regarding the surrounding state land. Ngeha as an entity is a problem. Surrounding state land, there were advertisements, I think, in 2005. People were invited to apply for land there through whatever means. And some people, there were expectations created. They received land, and the department never came to the party to assist them. I mean, they were here. They were seated, I think, in this very same committee room. They were seated there at the back, and they complained about the fact that they never got any assistance from the department. What are your responses to that? You haven't told us a thing. We must now wait till August. The State Department cannot carry on like this. If you were a private company, I promise you, you would be in liquidation. You are spending a 6 billion rand budget, and you are unable to produce something that wouldn't even have cost 1,000 rand. You are unable to do that. Then, chairperson, there's been a total disregard, a total lack of assistance to the so-called PTO holders. It cannot be that you have nothing to say about it. And then, chairperson, you will ensure that the staff within Ngeha will be placed in various state institutions. All right. The Honorable Steyn asked how many are there. Okay, fine, that's here, if you have that response. You have said that a person, now I did not understand whether that person is still to be appointed or whether the person has already been appointed to perform the task of investigating this whole thing or leading that particular team that was doing. You've given us no details. Tell us who the person is. Tell us what is the person's background. It cannot be that you're going to appoint somebody from your department who has perhaps been involved or is being fingered for wrongdoing in terms of what happened at Ngeha. You are sitting with officials in your department at the moment whose credentials are highly questionable, not just questionable. You've got officials in your department at the moment who have gone out to communities 18 months, 2 years ago, made them all sorts of promises, and in 2 years they haven't gone back to those people. In fact, not 2 years, since 2008. A particular official that has been to communities, ostensibly to help those communities, and unfortunately, they haven't gone back to those people. I mean, you people are letting us down big time. Big time. We are busy alienating our people on the ground because you don't go back to them. So we are at least entitled to know who this official is that is going to do this investigation or lead it, what that the official's credentials are, because remember, that over here, there's been corruption that has taken place. I think the department has alluded to that in the past. So you need to have somebody that is not related to the department, somebody that is totally independent to lead such an inquiry. We must know who the person is. We must know how that team that is going to be made up in order to investigate it. There's no information about it. Then, chairperson, It says here, NECA issue is going to be 10 years and protracted, a protracted process, given wide-ranging implications. The question is, what does this mean? What does this mean? How protracted is it? You see, Chairperson, the problem is that over the years, the department did not do its job properly. And the result today is that a small onyana thing that could have been resolved at that time when the problem appeared has been left to fester like a sore, and it has become a cancer. You cannot launch that boil any longer, it's no longer a boil. And we must know exactly what is this protracted process. The fact that you are making this kind of statement means that you have realized that there is a protracted process, a tedious one. We should be told exactly what it is. Then, Chairperson, the leases. Honorable Steyn also asked, what does this mean? We'll be engaged on the modalities to take a process forward amicably. Now, Chairperson, I want to warn. The fact that the department had in the past advertised and called on people to apply for whatever form of usage of land means that you created expectations. And because you created expectations as a department, you should be big enough to tell us here today that those people that are currently occupying land there on leases, irrespective of whether those leases have expired or not, you must remember that those people have put in sweat equity into that land. You can't just today come along and you want to put that people off the land. Now, tell us exactly what is going to be tedious. How protracted the process will be, and what are the wide-ranging implications that you talk of? I mean, we should know exactly what we are talking about here. Now, Chairperson, regarding the maintenance of all assets, including farmland, will be ensured as prescribed by the PFMA. Now, you should be in a position to tell us that this is the level of the deterioration of the condition of assets. We should be able to have a bird's eye view of what exactly is meant here. What stands here means nothing. Please, this is not a standard five class of children here, yeah? That you come and tell us things like this without putting any meat into it. It's nonsensical. And then, it is said here that farms, once released, will have to be managed by the entity in order to remain productive. What exactly does this mean? What are the implications? The way I read it, there are budgetary implications. But if you want them to be managed by the entity, now which entity? NGEHA Farms Pty Limited? Or who? Who has to manage them? And how? And why? Because it is this very same entity that failed. Partly because you as a department did not walk the road with them. And then finally, that there will be consultations and engagement with the Eastern Cape government, and that will be expedited. Now, Chairperson, I want to be very blunt. I am very, very skeptical about how this national department can get the provincial departments to work with them. Because it has been proven time and time over again. I've been on so many oversight visits in the last 12, 13 years that I serve on this committee. If you go to a province and you get some very senior person from that province attending, you will say hallelujah. If a member of a portfolio committee of the province attends, he is in the same boat as us. But if you can get a senior official of DG level over there, you must really say hallelujah. We would like to know, because I want you to remember, a couple of weeks ago, actually to be exact, on the 12th of March, we were told here by Dr. Mchize that once we hand things over to the province, we have no say. They're not accountable to us. Excuse me, I must wrap myself up. If you give me a blanket, I'll do it, Chairperson. No, Chairperson, this matter and the manner in which the department has dealt with it in the, I can't remember when were they here and when that resolution was taken. But in the weeks leading up from that resolution up to now, I say, Chairperson, quite unambiguously, without any fear of contradiction, that this committee is being taken by the department, not seriously. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member Abrams, Honorable Panda.
Chair, I don't think to prepare this document was taken in the mind. Really, the things that are said here have no substance. And they are not even able to explain to us really what it's unfortunate. Sometimes when I sit here, I wish we could have a competition. Then maybe the department come with its own thinking and also I give it an opportunity to sit this side and present my own view. And I think it can be very different. I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just as an undergraduate. But I don't think even the young men sitting on the far right would write something like it. What the PhDs and like doctors. Maybe they've been thinking that we do not understand how to restructure an institution, close an institution. The first basic thing that I would have expected there was a table. There is not even this kind of guide that this will happen in this period of time, this will happen in that period of time, how by this point in time this institution would have been closed. There's not even that. We are closing in night and sense that is maybe from the side of the department they do not really understand or take a stress on the thing of closing the institution. Really. Why do you not even have these processes, your conservative processes, the time frame, that will happen, that will do this, that, by 2014, 2017, we'll have ultimately closed the institution. We do not have an idea of what you've been doing for the last month, really, director, personnel. Please, man, this is not how an institution, just processes that you're supposed to follow and you're going to follow are supposed to go. You have done nothing, like literally nothing. I'm not even going to ask questions because there's literally nothing here. That's why most of us, this committee is not taken seriously. The department, nothing I've given up to. There are better departments, like education, with closed institutions, but we'll be convinced that there's a time for presentation that is made here. Comrades, I don't know what to say. You see, I've been a member of the ANC for a very long period of time than being a member of CO. But I am telling you, and I can tell you, I don't think in my years when I was a member of the ANC, this is what the ANC thought about when it spoke about Afrikaans. Because this is one department that is supposed to be a breadbasket of the nation. And the kind of leadership we're getting is unfortunate. I don't know who should I blame. I blame the minister before, but I don't think on this report I should blame the minister. Even if she's supposed to give leadership, but the people who are supposed to blame are the people who are sitting there. You have said nothing. I wish, Chair, we can say to these officials, they must talk to this thing. They must start again. No, I think we must not say that they must leave. I think we must teach them. No. DG, we must request you to talk on this. We have not said nothing. We take this paper, put it on the side. You just talk on this. Because I don't know really what am I going to ask. But the choice to say leave, I think leaving is what we would like the most. Because you don't want us saying all these things that you're saying. But we must say, you must talk on this, tell us what you mean. Because I'll give you an example. And I don't understand, like, bullet three. Just on background, what do you mean? You didn't even say anything. I'll use my assumptions, like to say, there will be processes to address issues that relate to collective agreement. Yes, there will always be, we know, common sense, we know. You're saying nothing to us. But what do you mean? Explain the things you are saying, give us detail on how we're going to do this. Because to me, we could have said most the following day we must have this meeting. Now we waited for a month. NECAP was saying must be closed, but we must be able at the back of our mind to understand how is it going to be closed and when is it going to be closed. And there's nothing like that. Therefore, Chair, I request that we give the officials time again to take this report on the side, talk to us on this, because we don't understand, like literally, we do not understand.
Thank you, Honorable Banga, Inkosi Kwaba, followed by Mama Paliso. And the last one will be Mama Peterson as well.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine, Chairperson, will be just a mourning. I'm mourning for the people out there who have promised a better life. People who have promised their lives to be changed by the whole arrangement on the project. People have been waiting for assistance from the department. The entity was created in General Farm, and seemingly the department now is telling us that they are going to sort of, if I may say, redeploy the staff members of the employees who are under NECA. And my question would be, what will happen to NECA as an entity? Is it going to close down totally? If the department says we'll be looking at slide 4 that farms once released could have to be managed by the entity in order to maintain production. Are they meaning about another entity or maybe inviting those who would wish to work with the department in order to provide employment for the local communities, as well as empower those who are part of, like NECA, has been. Chairperson, if one tries to gather what has been happening since one came to this committee for the time, it seems really department is very much to the committee. We were hoping, Chairperson, since the release of the report, it has been was quite aware of who its employees or the officials who were involved in the sort of, if I may call it, malacquisition or misacquisition of the family. And it has kept on shifting the goalposts. Actually, this would have long been brought to book in order for them to be made to pay back these state funds, or even have criminal records and be charged for what they did. But today we are told still the department is going to do something. Jefferson, I'm one of those who come from the rural area, who is putting an eye on what the farms in my area are going to become once maybe rural development together with Russia happens to release those farms to entities around the area where I come from. Are we going to be experiencing the same experience that people of the East have experienced with regards to the whole match, but they call it sounds like not even a soccer match, but in most of the sports, goals are aimed at as the final result or final product of whatever match. But here, Jefferson, it shows we are led to nowhere. The communities out there, I'm sure they have lost faith in what the department is doing. Lastly, Jefferson, if one may sort of make a plea with the department, as my other honorable members have said, please let's put people first. The Bato Pele motto by the government was intended for us as members of parliament and the employees of the department to work together to see to it that a service delivery of some sort is taken to the people out there who are and have long been waiting for such changes.
Thank you. Thank you, but I'm not sure whether I do understand the question that what is going to happen about Inqaiqa as an entity, because the decision of this committee on the 17th of May was that Inqaiqa should be dissolved. I think it was a memorandum. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, and my apology for coming late. As usual, it's people from constituency who are here with department, part of one unit of the department as usual. If you don't go to them, they come to you. So that was, it was not deliberately that late. I humble apology. Chairperson, I want to take where you ended. For us, the report that we were looking for was, this is the number of officials that the department has. So, this is how we resolved the conflict on the farm among the state farmers and the dwellers. Because that's my fear. The violence among our people because of hunger. The violence of our people because they want a solution that they cannot give themselves. And that violence is coming to better. It is coming to explode in our face. I think here is a fear of bringing people to book. And that is an administrative role. It is not our role. It was supposed to report to us. These are the officials. I think Minister Jeff has shown us an example of bringing people to book and naming and shaming them. Because we have to do that. We can't be pampering Papa with gifts or that. No, we can't. Because we kill one another because of hunger. That is the truth, and it's very far feeding about the Eastern Cape, a very rural province. This is painful, and here is no solution. When I read through this, I couldn't get what is this report saying. So for us, the department must go back. Bring to us something that is saying, a report that is saying, this is the officials that we have taken action. This is the number that we have given to the hawks, or we have made cases against, criminal cases against them, and this is the ones that the department is going to absorb. Otherwise, we will be rotating people who are doing wrong in this department, just taking them from one unit to another unit, or taking them and parallelly shift them to an entity, to vulnerable people who cannot speak for themselves, who cannot help themselves. Here is much, not much more to say, Chairperson, because it was an issue that was supposed to be resolved. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Mama Muswan.
You see, the last paragraph
a proper administrative process. What is that? Which proper process? Why don't you do it before or even now? Because what we have written here is will. There are will. This thing is not alive. It's will. And you know, let's get a regular banana, please. I don't want to take it page by page. Because this thing doesn't say anything. Nothing. It's like if we did not have it last week, now we say literally this morning or last night. Say, you know what? Mara, when you look at this thing, all of you, even you big guys here, what does this thing say? It holds water or it doesn't hold water? It doesn't hold water. But the century challenge, I told you, the aeroplane, you came here to present this nothing. The paper which says nothing. Nothing. But you are using government money to come here up and down flying with nothing in your hand. Nothing in your mind. No, really, it's to you is to say, you go back. Bring us a report which we are waiting from you. What is this thing? This is not a report we are waiting for. We said to you that this thing, we are closing it down. But you are still telling us the assets, the NTT will take, remain. What NTT you are talking about? No. Please. Why with your mind even focused on people, not on salaries, on people. If you work with your mind focusing on people, really you won't do like this Babaji, the ghetto, skipping rope, what you are doing. No. Don't take us for granted. Don't take, we know we are representing people. Don't take us as like you are going to a class of grade O. No, we are not such. As long as some of us were born in politics, we are born in these things. We know what we are talking about. I'm from the rural area. I know what I'm talking about. I feel for those people in the Eastern Cape. No.
Thank you, Mama Muswana. If I were to say something, I want to align myself fully with all what the members have said. Because really, it's a month now. The resolution was taken on the 17th of May to say the department should come back to us with a clear strategy. Now we don't get this after the month. I really can't understand. Is the department going to respond? Do you want to ask before the department responds?
Chairperson, the department has not done that they were supposed to done. The department was over. What can they respond to? Responding to what? Because they did not do the mandate that we have given.
Mama Steve?
Chairperson, I think just one important question that we did not ask. If there was an amount allocated to NEHA, we need to know if that money was transferred and what happened to it, so that we don't transfer money at this stage, or what is happening with that. I think that is an important question that we need to get answers on today. But Chair, I agree, we can't listen to anything here because there is actually no chance.
Another propaganda?
Yeah, no. I think they must not respond. You see, Chairperson, if there was a way, I don't know whether there is a way, starting from the DG to pay for him coming here, the deputy, the head of personnel, Dr. the doctor here, the doctor, and everybody will come here. Because this is delivery. Since I came here, and I know they sit like that, they sit like as if they are listening. Go there, they like going there. They will never come. They are not going to come there. They think that we forgot. They proceed with the program. Because they know we are tied to the program. I wish that if we can, if there is a way that DG, you must pay for 18 DG. For fruitless expenditure. For fruitless, for wasteful of time of parliament. Now you know, come here now and sit. This is just methodology. People have PhD methodology. They don't know even methodology of your research, that you have a list of things you must do. Now, I wish that Secretary, can you check with us whether is there no possibility that when officials continue to please come and spend money on government, fruitless, that we can start with the DG, maybe for example, to pay for the expense of coming here today. The deputy, the director, the doctor, and everybody, including those ones from there. Because this is just a paper of wasteful expenditure. I mean, there's no way that they can pay. We make sure that they pay for this. To understand the committee, no. I think secretary, the committee must write to the minister and tell her of the behavior of these officials today. Just to inform the minister that this is how we have received, how these officials have conducted themselves today. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable
Banda. I want to second what Honorable Steve said, that no money must be transferred to the Hassan anymore.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, the feeling, if I were to rule now, feeling of this committee is that there is not even a need for the department to respond the way the committee is discussing. Now, we need, and now what I need to be guided on is when must the department come and report with what we expect, with the concerns that the committee has raised. When must they come? Are we giving them another month of, we are saying, on our opening, what is the feeling of the committee?
Chairperson, we will have to look at our program and we'll have to change the program after the recess, because now we are going for constituency period. So we will have to look at our internal matters to the program and send to them a letter. And I want to add to what the Honorable Banner has said, the letter must also go to the minister.
Thank you.
The Chairperson, I'm in agreement with what the colleagues have said here. But what I would like to add on is that we should have a written submission and we should give them a date now. By when? And then we can fit them in to come and enlighten the committee on that written submission. But I think that the officials must take us seriously. This is not a Sunday school picnic. It must be taken very, very seriously. And we need that written submission, Chairperson. Today is the 18th day of June. By the 18th day of July, or 20th of July, Chair, we should have a written submission. And that submission, Chair, if it comes anywhere near what is stated in this document, then we don't want to see it.
Yeah.
We want a submission
which gives us a complete breakdown of everything that they have done up to now, because the forensic report, as one of the members had said earlier, was tabled some months ago. What action did they take from that day? We don't know. So we must know everything that has transpired. And we need to know, Chair, how many of the officials implicated have been suspended or against whom action has been instituted. Because it is clear from the forensic report that there was wrongdoing. I mean, the fact that you had officials from the Limpopo and you had companies or interest groups from the Limpopo that specifically tendered or whatever for some of the goods that were sold. It smells. It stinks. So we need to know everything, Chairperson, and we need to know what action has been taken. I get the impression that the attitude here is that we'll come here and we'll tell these people, we say it in Afrikaans, a whole hard story, and they will all buy it, and then the thing will go and die off. This thing is not going to die, because taxpayers' money and the future of people have been compromised. So we need to have all the information, Chair, including the many questions that have been put here. We need to have responses to all that 20th of July. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for that guidance. So on the 20th of July, the submission, we were expecting a submission. And thereafter, because the committee is going on oversight, going to do oversight work, on the 13th of August, when you come back, the department will be presenting to us a report on the ostrich farm industry. I think we can combine the presentation on that day, on the 13th of August. Thank you. Martin?
Just lastly, Chairperson, in my budget, if I had 30, that the department has actually already put 33 million rand into NECA. Not only this last year, since the beginning. So we need to get a background also on what happened to all that money every year. You know, we need to know.
I think all that is clear and been taken note of. And amongst the staff who came today, there are those who have come to respond on the outstanding issues. I think we should give them that opportunity. So we are now going to the second item. Thank you.
Chairperson, will you rule as to where we start? Which one comes first?
I didn't get that.
No, I'm asking, Chair, will the Chair rule